Good day, goeiedag, mol, boeine makaya, dumelang, San Banani, South Africa, Apsheni, Ndumachironi, welcome to it, welcome to Elevate It on Radio Pulpit with myself, Jenna Lee Belong. Wow, we made it through another week. When you hear my voice, you know, it is weekend, we made it, God is good. We almost thought we weren't going to make it, though. There was a moment there. I don't know about you, but it was touch and go for me at some point. I almost thought I wasn't going to make it. But by the grace of God, I made it through the week. And I'm just so thankful to God. So much happened during the course of this week. Just in our country, South Africa, a lot happened. A lot of sadness, a lot of pain. With more mass murders, we also had, I don't even feel like mentioning it, but we also had that incident in Soweto with the rape of that young girl. It's just been a lot that happened in our country, in our society. And I don't know about you, but if I didn't have God, if I couldn't go back to the Word and hold on to the Word, prophecy spoken over our country, over my life, I'm not sure whether I would have been able to cope, but how glorious that we get to sit together as we do, or maybe you're driving, but I get to be with you today and just fellowship around the Word, share a testimony of somebody, a real life testimony of somebody whose life God has transformed and touched, somebody who's doing great things for God. I value this opportunity every single week so much, and I look forward to it. And today I'm so blessed to tell you that we'll be talking to the American gospel sensation, worship pastor, a voice of God, a sound voice of God, called for a time such as this. Her name is Pastor Renee Pullum. She's a passionate singer, songwriter, speaker, and worship leader with a heart after God. She's a worship pastor. She currently leads worship along with her husband, Alan, at Hope and Life Fellowship in Atlanta, Georgia. But she's also a breast cancer survivor. We're going to hear her testimony in a bit, and some of you might have heard her voice. She's worked with the likes of Maverick City. You hear her voice on some of their music as well. I don't want to give too much away. I'm just trying to encourage you not to change that dial and to make sure that you stay tuned for my conversation with Miss Renee Pullum right here on Radio Pulpit. Very, very blessed that we get to share that with you today. I'm also going to play some lacquer music for you. Same God by Elevation Worship. Ek gaan 'n bietjie Afrikaans ook speel, hoekom nie? En jy weet dit al, as jy 'n getroue luisteraar van Elevate, dit is my gunsteling Afrikaanse gospel liedjie van alle tye, is Anders met Gee My Net Jesus. En na die rowwe week wat ek gehad het, just bear with me please, I need to listen to this song. Ek het net 'n bietjie Jesus nodig. And then, I'm so blessed that we get to play you Renee Pullum's brand new song, Holy You Reign, here on the show today. That's going to happen while we have our conversation with her in a bit. And another local one, Claire with Your The Worthy One, will end the program for us. I'm going to share my elevation message of the day with you after this first song that I'm going to play. So do stay with me. And remember, Miss Renee Pullum will also be joining me in a bit. For now, yes, Elevation Worship with Same God. Diep asemhaal. Die Here is met ons en hy is dieselfde God, gister, vandag en tot in alle ewigheid. Elevation Worship with Same God, starting today's Elevated for us right here on Radio Pulpit with me, Jenna Lee Belong. We also have Renee Pullum standing by all the way from the United States of America, California to be specific, to share her testimony with you in a bit. We're going to play some new music by Renee Pullum as well, so do stay with us. But first, a very quick Elevation message of the day. Today I want to encourage you and remind you that you are the answer that somebody is looking for. I say this once again within the context of everything that's been happening in our country this past week. When you look at the quality of life survey that was done in Gauteng, indicating that people are not happy. They are not happy with the quality of their lives. People are struggling. Some children are going to sleep hungry. Some adults go to sleep hungry in our province, just Gauteng. Just in Gauteng, that survey was done, and we've got people across the country struggling. People are not happy. There's speculation that slop chips might become very expensive and rare because of some things that has happened in Limpopo with the potato crops, etc. There's so much happening. There's crime, gruesome crime. The nation is traumatized. A lot is happening. And all of us sometimes sit and wait for somebody to come and be the answer that your community, your workplace, your nation is looking for. But the Bible encourages us throughout the Word of God that we are the change agents that God has positioned in this nation for this season. In Proverbs 31, verse 8 to 9, it encourages us to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute, to speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Isaiah 1, verse 17 says, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Now, God has placed something in your hand and in your heart that can make a very big difference in somebody's life. That might be through a bread, that could be through a hug, that could be through an empowerment session. Whether you're a medical doctor, an accountant, a professor, whether you are a lecturer, a teacher, a housewife, a pastor, whether you might be a student, whatever the case might be, a media practitioner, whether you are a manager, a civil servant, whatever it is that you're doing, a cleaner, an administrator, God has positioned you to be able to do something about the situation, not just of your situation, but the situation of others, the poor, the needy, those who are oppressed. I'm just encouraging you today that sometimes we feel like, what can I do? You can do so much. God has called you to make an impact, and there's always something in your hand and something in your heart. Let's take a position and do something. Start that organization. Support organizations like Radio Pulpit, who's already doing something. Do something about it. You know, sometimes when whether I'm presenting the news or anchoring the news on television, or I'm watching news unfold on social media, sometimes I ask myself the question, what are we going to do about this? Yes, we talk about everything that's happening, but what are we going to do about this? Many people had their trust in politicians this year, thinking things will change when the politicians come. Yes, government has a role to play, but what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because you've been called to make impact. You've been called to be a leader and take this continent where God has planned it to go, to establish it as the powerhouse that God has intended it to be. Each and every single one of us has a role to play. That's it. My very short and hopefully sweet encouragement for today's elevation message. Ons gaan luister na anders met Gee My Net Jesus. After the break, Renee Pullum joins us here on Elevated. Well, we are so blessed to welcome to Elevated here on Radio Pulpit, the one, the only Renee Pullum joining us live from Atlanta in the USA. I've always wanted to call somebody Miss Renee. Miss Renee, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I hope you're doing well. How are you?
We are blessed by the grace of God. His grace really carries us. You love South Africa. I've seen that you've done other interviews in the country as well. Before we get into your own testimony and some of your music, tell us why it is that you love Africa so much.
Wow. Wow, yeah, I've had the great and awesome opportunity to interview with some amazing interviewers and yeah, it's just that connection, that heart connection, that kindred spirit. You know, we're all about the kingdom, and uplifting, you know, Jesus and uplifting his kingdom and his work. So, wow, every time I get an opportunity to interview with someone and to share and talk with someone in South Africa, I jump on it. You know, it's my heart one day to visit and to fellowship and to come and minister and be ministered to. So, yeah, one day, that's one of the things that's on my prayer list.
Absolutely. It would be so lovely to have you and your husband here in South Africa. We're looking forward to that day. You've got open doors here in
Oh, wow.
Johannesburg, so please do come. I want to go back a bit. You've been in ministry now for, I think it's more than 30 years already together
Oh,
with your husband. How do you not give up? I ask that question because I know how tough it can get. 30 years in ministry. What's keeping you going?
wow. Well, that's an easy answer. And then some. The easy answer is God, my Father, because I love the Lord. I love Jesus with all my heart. He keeps me going, even in the hard times. You know, there will be, and there are times where it gets hard, you know, it gets frustrating, but you know, I go back to that first love, you know, when I first fell in love with Jesus and you know him, and he came back and he came into my heart. That's the thing that drives me, that's the thing that pushes me to keep going, because it was several years ago. God showed me, like in a dream. I don't know if it was a dream or a vision, where there were just people just in despair and just had a hopeless spirit, hopeless heart, you know. And it was just like thousands of people were just sad. And God showed me that He would use me to reach those people, you know, wherever they are in their life and their walk with Christ, you know, or they don't even have a walk with Christ, that he would use me, you know. And I'm just, that's the thing that keeps me going, you know, is that I want to reach people for the kingdom, for God. So when it gets hard, you know, in ministry, being a worship pastor, being a mother, being, you know, all the things, wearing all the hats, I go back to my foundation. My solid rock is Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Takes
And
me
then
through.
you've got the added layer of serving together with your husband, Alan. You serve together
Alan.
in ministry. What are some of the challenges of serving together in ministry, and how have you had to overcome them over the last year, 30 years?
Well, when we first got married, we knew we were already serving together in our old church, in the music department. You know, we were ordained there as ministers and elders there in that church. And so we were a part of the music department and traveled together everywhere, all over the world with our pastor. And so that foundation was established, you know, then. And when we got married, we knew that God was bringing us together for not just to love each other. I mean, that's all the basic things. That's all the things that we know, to love each other, to grow together, to have kids. But we also knew that it was about the kingdom. We knew it was about God was bringing us together for ministry, you know, to pastor, to, you know, and when I say pastor, it didn't look like for us, you know, we initially thought that pastoring would be up on a stage, pastoring a congregation. But no, it was more of pastoring the people that God was going to put in our lives, and even through the music department. And so that's what we've been doing for so long. And you know, and there are times as husband and wives, you know, as a first lady, as the pastor, bishop's wife, you know, there's going to be those moments where, you know, you're going to like, okay, is it this? Is it that? What are we doing? And but you always come back to, you know, this is about the kingdom. This is about God. And so look, let's get to the table. Let's work it out. Let's work it out. Let's see where we need to go, and then, you know, build from there.
Let me
Build from
also
there.
ask you, what it is that you do to keep your marriage healthy, and what does a healthy Christian marriage look like? I ask that because sometimes there's not a lot of examples
Yeah.
of what is a Christian marriage. Is it different to what we see in the movies? Is it different to what we see on television?
I think a Christian marriage, as I've said at least two times now, is that you have to have that foundation together, your own personal relationship. Because if you don't have your own personal relationship with the Lord, when you come together, there's going to be like this kind of like a disjointedness if you don't have a relationship, because you're two people that's coming together, two individuals, different personalities, just different everything, different upbringing, backgrounds. But what brings you together and what keeps you together is Christ, first of all. And then it's the communication, it's the talking, it's the working things out. Sometimes people say, there is like these steps, do this and do this and do this. And that's all good. And I love that. And we've been married now for 37 years. So we've gone through some steps. But I think the thing is that you got to, first of all, honor God, and then you got to honor each other and respect one another, respect that each one have a different opinion about things. It can't be like it's my way only. No, you gotta work together, and so for us, our marriage looks like, two people that loves God, loves each other. We're not a perfect, we don't have a perfect marriage, perfect, that exists in heaven. Now here we gotta work through things, we gotta talk through things, and you gotta stay on that path of working together, and not, just say, oh, well, I'm gonna take it this way. Well, I'm going this way. That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. You can take each other's ideas, bring it together, and walk that same road, because it's not about me only. It's not about him only. It's about us, it's about God. So I think, like I said, for us, there's so many books on Christian marriages, but you gotta walk your walk. You got to walk your walk, your the way that your marriage is, and just keep that forefront, that Lord, we are doing this for you.
Amen. Amen. We are doing this for the Lord. If you just tuned in, we're talking to Renee Pullum. She is, of course, a Christian singer, songwriter, worship leader. She's worked with the likes of Maverick City Music, House Fires, Tribal Music, Integrity Music, the Agape Music Group, and alike. But before we get to the music, I also want to ask you about the role that your children, your husband, and your spiritual family played in your journey with breast cancer, because you are a survivor.
I am, praise the Lord, praise the
Amen.
Lord. I am a survival and breast cancer. I was diagnosed back in 2010, actually 2010, and it was the most, hard thing to hear, that you have breast cancer. But when I tell you that season was, it was just a season of discovering God all over again, discovering the love that he has for me, and my love increased for him, because he not only walked me through that season, but he just sent, when I say, so many people in my life to walk with me during that season. People were just praying for me, loving on me. Just praying all across, which I didn't even know at the time. People were praying for me all over the country. Family members in our church would call their family members in other states and say, "Hey, pray for our one of the ladies in our church." At the time, I wasn't the worship leader. I was just, part of the worship ministry. And but they would say, because the church would bring me up to pray for me, and they would say, "Pray for, one of our worship team members. She's diagnosed and she's going through it. She's going to have surgery and all that." And it was the most amazing discovery season, of my life. And they walked with me, my family, my husband, my children. My son was so they were so supportive. One story that I love to tell was that when I was going through chemo and I lost all my hair, and but I didn't know on this particular day that it was gonna all just come out. I had gone to the salon. It was already starting to shed, and I was like, well, let me just go and get it cut down so that it won't be just so traumatic when it just all come out. And went to the salon, and my sister-in-law actually was my hairstylist at the time, and she said, well, let's wash it first, and then we're gonna just, shave it all down. And as soon as she put that water on it, it just matted up because of all the chemicals. It just started coming out in clumps, clumps, clumps. And I literally, by the time she finished just pulling it all out, I came up out of that wash bowl totally bald, just totally bald. And so, that was like hard. So I'm just like crying, and because all it's just totally is nothing there. I never seen myself bald. And I called my husband on the way, and I was crying. I was telling him, hey, this happened. And he was like, honey, just come home. We got you. So I got home. My husband, my son, my daughter were waiting at the door with receiving arms, and my son said, hey, let's take a picture, mom. And I was like, no, I don't, and he was like, no, let's take a picture. And my husband, who's already bald, and my son at the time was wearing his hair really, really low. And so we all took a picture. They put me in the middle, and it was like three bald heads together. Three bald heads. And my son, just loved on me. They hugged me. And I'm telling you, that moment was just a healing moment. I realized at that moment, it's okay. It's okay. Hair will grow back, and so that was like one of many times that God surrounded me and undergirded me through my family, through my friends, through church, through people that I didn't even know, So you gotta have, and I pray anyone that goes through cancer will have that support system, because I'm telling you, it feeds the soul. It really does. It helps you through. Yeah.
As believers, when we sometimes go through situations like a cancer diagnosis, losing a loved one, your children being addicted to drugs, going through divorce, whatever trauma it might be, sometimes we question, did you go through a moment where you were asking God, really me, after all these years and
Absolutely.
sacrifices? And perhaps just some advice for some of our born again listeners. How did you process that?
When the doctor came in the waiting room, with the results, and she said, it's cancer, it's breast cancer. I literally did not believe it at first. I think I was so smacked with that, it's cancer. I just went to a place I just didn't believe in. I literally asked her, can you repeat that again? And she said, it's cancer. And it still didn't register. I was just, and she had the paperwork in her hand, and I was like, let me see the paperwork. Let me see the paperwork. Where does it say that? Because I wasn't expecting that. I mean, truly. But yes, there was a moment, and even when she went out of the room, I sat there and I said, Lord, is this real? Is this real what I just heard? Because, I was the one who was a big support for my aunt at the time, who was going through it, through that breast cancer. So we were all there for her, going down and singing over her and praying and interceding over her, So, I was in that mode of fight, for my aunt. But then to hear that for me, I never thought that that would be something that I would hear in my life, my lifetime. And so there was that moment, and even driving home, sat in the car before I even called my husband. I sat there for like 10, 15 minutes and just was like, is this really real? I hear what I heard. And talked to my husband. He was at work at the time, and got home, and I just started doing research. But the thing that really, really helped me was when my husband got home. He came directly upstairs. I could hear him walking up the steps, walking over in the bed into our bedroom, and I was over at the computer, and he came over to me, and he looked at me, and he said, The devil is a lie. You're going to be fine. We're going to walk this thing out. And here's the thing that really took me to a place of just comfort. He said, the devil picked on the wrong one.
Amen.
The wrong one, the wrong family. And my faith, just started rising. And I got into like a fight mode again. Because you're still dealing with, I have cancer, but it took, just that authority, that word spoken over me, that the devil is a lie, you're going to be fine. And let me tell you, my prognosis was 5 years because of the type that I had, rare type of cancer, that my life expectancy was 5 years. But we spoke the word of life over me. And now I'm 14 years, 13, 14 years down the road. That's a miracle.
Amen.
That's a miracle.
And we give God the glory. We give him the
Yes.
glory, the honor, and the praise.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God. He's so
Amen.
faithful. He is so faithful.
He
We're
is
gonna play
faithful.
your brand new track for our listeners right now, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about the song. But just listening to your testimony, I can already get what is behind the song. Here is Holy You Reign by our guest today, who is Renee Pulum. Stay with us, we'll be right back. That was Holy You Reign by Renee Pulum. Miss Renee, this is an amazing, amazing track, and you can just feel the presence of God on it. Talk to me about this new music. What went into it? What's the mission that God has placed on your heart for the song?
Wow, I wrote this song. I was in a shopping store, and it was at the moment, at the time, our church was in a 3 days, three times a day prayer. You set the alarm on your clock, on your phone, pray. So my phone went off in the store, and I was like, okay, my alarm, it's time, pray. You could pray anywhere. You don't have, I didn't have to go home and get, prayer closet. I just started to pray right there. And I began to just declare, God, you are holy. You reign forever and ever and ever. And I just began to just, as I'm shopping, I'm pushing the cart and I'm just saying that over and over, God, you reign, you're holy. And I just began to hum that. I started getting like this melody, and I just started singing that melody, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And I began to just, the song began to be birthed right there in the store. And it just came out of just a place of reverence, declaring that he is king, he is Lord. He's the one, he is the mighty one, And so I just began to just sing that. And I took out my phone, began to sing it, because a lot of times as singers, you hear stuff, you better get it on your phone real quick, because you'll
God's
forget 2 hours
ability.
later. And I did that, and but I felt like there was another part of the song, and I sent it to my friend. I was like, hey, listen to this, I just got this. And I said, see what you hear on the back end of this. And about an hour or two later, she sent back the bridge of it. And we were like, oh my God, and it was like the same thing. We were talking about, holy, holy, you reign high above all the earth, you reign, And so that song just was birthed out of prayer, actually, but just birthed out of just my adoration and declaring that he is king and he'll reign forever and ever and ever. So
Amen.
that's how Holy You Reign was birthed.
And do you believe that music has the anointing or power to create an atmosphere of miracles and
Oh.
healing?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I've seen it. I've been a part of that. The Lord, the Holy Spirit has used, our music department, our worship team, to do that, to flow in that, setting that atmosphere for the presence of the Lord to fall in that room. And when the presence of the Lord comes, miracles can happen. I've seen it. Deliverance can happen, breakthroughs can happen, salvation can happen when the presence of the Lord fills the room, and a worship sets that tone, sets that atmosphere. I am a worshiper before I am an artist. I am a worshiper. I was born to worship him. So I love when, and I count it an honor and a privilege that God would use me to usher in that presence so that he can move, he can heal, he can save and deliver, So yes, I believe that with all my heart, all my
And
heart.
is that the vision for you to take the gift across the world to create those atmospheres? What's your next? I know you've been working with, as I said, all these big names that we all know. You've been doing backing vocals for the likes of Maverick City as well and collaborated with many people. But is the vision now to take it into the world to create those atmospheres?
Absolutely. I was all my life, I've been just, I believe in prophetic, the prophetic, gifting. And I've been, my life has, that has been spoken over my life and my husband's life, is that God will take the music to the nation, to the world. That has recent as early this year, one of my other songs called Great and Mighty. I spoke at a women's conference and I performed that song and got back to my seat, after speaking, after singing, and one of their prophetic gifts began to prophesy over me that God was going to use me, use our music to go across the world, And so, my heart is so open, to that. I know that that's our call, I know that there will be a season where I may not be in my position where I am now. I'm full-time worship pastor, worship leader at our church. That there may come a season where the Lord would take us out, and with the blessings, of course, of of my pastor. And but I know that I know I've always known that I've always known that God had a bigger, bigger call for me, and I've been patient. Lord, whenever you open the door, we'll go. So absolutely, we know that. We know that.
And then, what's your advice to young worshipers who might be saying, I want to have my music shared by the likes of Erica Campbell? I want to make it big out there in the world, coming from a place like Atlanta in the USA where all the big gospel stars are where you are right where everybody's trying to get to. What would your advice be to young worshipers in churches across the nations?
I'm going to give you exactly what God gave me. He gave me Matthew 6:33 that says, "Seek first his kingdom, and all those things will be added." Seek first the kingdom. And what I mean by that is make God the focal point. Make Jesus the foundation. Set your eyes on him first, not on the stage. Don't worry about the stage. Don't set your heart on, I want to be on the stage. I want to, be before the crowd. No. Set your heart on him. Make your worship an audience for an audience of one. Make your worship for Jesus and Jesus only. And all the things, all the dreams and plans and all the things God has for you, he will unfold all of that. But first, seek him, seek his kingdom, seek his heart, seek his face. Let that be your stage, first, before you get up on the big stage, because you got to have a foundation. That foundation, and it's got to be about him when you get him. Because if you don't have that foundation, a lot of times singers and artists, they get up there, they make it about them, and I don't want that. God, I want it to be about God. I want to step back so that he can be forward, And so that is the first thing that I would encourage you. And then, of course, go after what God, get busy writing, get busy singing, singing your church, serving your church, all of that. That was my foundation. It wasn't, let me get on the stage. No, I was a part of everything that I could be a part of, to help in my church. So get busy serving in your church, be a part of what's going on. Embrace the vision of your pastor and what God and the direction. Be there. And then you watch what God does because of your heart to serve in your heart to make that worship for an audience of one, and that's for Jesus.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your heart and some of your testimony with us today here on Radio Pulpit. We really look forward to welcoming you in South Africa. Thank you for the great music, and please send our love to your husband and your family as well. Thank you so much. We're going to go to all streaming platforms and download and stream the song Holy You Reign. And you've got a lot of other great songs as well. I love what you're doing, working with the younger generation as well. Maybe just as a parting shot, talk to me about the importance of working with the younger generation, working cross-genre, because that's something I see you doing as well. You work cross-genre. You can go from a worship stage to wearing sunglasses, in the next music video. Just perhaps talk to us about that, as we close.
Oh, yeah. I tell people I don't want to do one thing. I don't want to stay because our God is so big. When you think about who He is and what He's done, made the sun, the moon, the galaxies, made us all different, So when you have a God that creative, that He lives in us. And so I want to do it all, And sometimes you have to do without compromise, without compromising who you are in Christ, but do fresh and new things, to win and draw, other people, the younger generation. And so I think I relate well to all genres, and so my music speaks to just different age groups, and I love that. I don't want to just be one thing, one avenue of a singer or a worshiper. I want to do it all. So yeah, I want to get out there and minister to all, all ages, all genres. And I think that's something that God has put in me, to do. So if you are out there and you're wanting to do that as an artist, I say go for it. Go for it, Don't just let and don't let people put you in a box. They will do it. They will try it. But God knocks all sides down of that box, and He say, "Go forth and do what I've called you to do." So that's my encouragement to all the artists out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Renee Pullum, we thank
Thank
her
you
so
for
much for
having
her
me.
time. Thank you so much. Claire, with You're the Worthy One, bringing today's edition of Elevated to a close. Thank you so much for staying with us. A special thank you to our guest today, Miss Renee Pullum, all the way from the USA, having this very sincere, heartfelt, life-changing conversation with us. I'd like to remind you that in case you missed anything, maybe you tuned in late and you'd still like to listen to it, you can do that by going to radiopulpit.co.za. It is available as a podcast as well. Share the podcast. I know that it can be such a great blessing to somebody. Somebody might be needing this conversation right now, and it is within your power to encourage that person through Renee Pullum's testimony. What an amazing song, Holy You Reign by Renee Pullum, is now available on all digital platforms. This was probably one of my favorite conversations here on Elevated, and I look forward to having yet another great conversation next week right here on Radio Pulpit. Onthou ek en jy het 'n afspraak, meisie. Yes, en meneer, ek moenie van die manne vergeet nie. Hulle sê altyd ek vergeet van hulle. Daar is baie baie loyale luisteraars van Elevated Radio Kansel wat ook mans is, mense soos Bani. Ek weet julle luister. So ons het 'n afspraak volgende week, selfde tyd, selfde plek. Intussen, kyk na mekaar en wees 'n bemoediging vir mekaar. Let's encourage one another as we journey towards the end of 2024. Ek is volgende week weer terug. Tot dan, bly ingeskakel op Radio Kansel. Laat dit met jou goed gaan en net goedheid en guns. Goodness and mercy. Good day.